criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Some call it
we are drunk on liberty. Hey, we are drunk on liberty. This is Ryan Dune, Sarah Nate, coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
What up, drunks?
What up?
Here we are, episode 87.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a special 420 episode. Give it up, give
Meeting
it up.
Being April 20th. Exactly right.
Oh, geez, something going on behind us. All that crowd, they're going crazy.
Well, a lot of shit's gone down this week for sure.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is welcome to episode 87 of Drunk on Liberty. Get your motherfucking drink on.
First off, that's a big news broadcasting is episode 87.
You can go to drunkonliberty.com. You can email us, drunkonliberty@gmail.com. You can drunk dial us, 623-505-6375. Leave us that crazy-ass drunken message. Also, you can like us on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, that Facebook is popular.
You can follow us on the Twitter, Drunk on Liberty, on both. Please head on over to iTunes. Rate and review us. Good rate and reviews, please. Same with Stitcher Smart Radio. We're all over that.
Alrighty, something else you can check out. Said. Oh, God, boobs. Oh, no.
When you go to drunkonliberty.com, you can donate to us.
Using the Amazon banner.
Well, you can click the shit out of the donate button first off.
That's true. You
just
could do that.
Donate us some money.
But most people want something, so if you don't want to just do that, you can go to the Amazon banner, buy some shit, and guess what happens? Amazon gives us a little bit of kickback.
And we'll take it. You're helping us, helping you, helping us. Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
We'll also take Bitcoin. If you want to part with those rich-ass bitches, we'll take them.
Give them our way.
You can find our donation link on drunkonliberty.com.
Yes, we can.
We have a new sponsor here.
Oh, yeah.
Onnit.com. O-N-N-I-T.com. Go over there and get yourself right. Get your body right. Get your mind right. Get you some supplements to help you
buy
out.
Buy yourself that gorilla.
Get you some workout shit to make yourself a savage. Just get powerful.
What's the gorilla called? The gorilla?
It's a chimp.
The chimp.
It's a chimp kettlebell.
Yes. Buy yourself one of those.
Yeah. Click the shit out of our little banner for onnit.com on drunkonliberty.com and go over there and get yourself a chimp kettlebell. They're awesome.
They look pretty cool.
Buy yourself some Alpha Brain. Help your mind out. Get your mind right, bitch.
Don't call them bitches.
Also, click the shit out of that Stateless Sweets banner.
They are delicious. We have run out, but they are delicious.
We need to place a new order.
We do.
So, have you heard of this band?
Let me think about it. What is it?
It's called Volbeat.
I haven't heard of it, no.
They're a rock band. Okay. I don't like them. But they're sort of on the mainstream rock stations, you know.
Go
You'll
ahead.
Hear them. Volbeat. When I first heard them, I thought, Cher. The dude who sings, he sounds like Cher. But it's like a rock band.
All right. Well, let me hear his voice and
you
see.
You
want to
hear his little something?
Yeah, I want to hear his
play
voice.
A little bit. Okay. So, yeah, they rock. They got some good rocking tunes in the background, but I can't get over. Seriously, does that sound like
when he does the when he holds the long notes, yeah.
I don't know, it's weird. It's so weird. It's supposed to be a rock.
Well, when he holds his notes, it sounds like her. For sure.
He holds his notes?
His notes when he holds the notes.
Oh, notes. I thought you said nose.
No, not nose. Well, that too. When he holds his nose, he probably sounds like her too. But
it's crazy. I'm not into them. They're not that good, I don't think. Do you like them?
I mean, I don't mind them. They're not horrible.
I'm not a fan, but they have good, you know, rock beat going on in the background. So I can't get over that voice. Every song, it's not just that song. Like every song, he sounds like Cher. It's so fucking crazy.
Yeah, that weird sound.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck him.
Change your voice. Are you all right?
I'm alive, so I'm all right.
Feeling good on this 420 episode.
I'm not that feeling that good.
Do you know what time and temperature is? Do you remember time and temperature?
I do not. You asked me this the other day, and I said I did not. No, remember.
Well, back when I was a youngster, when I was, I don't know.
Two?
No, not that young.
Five.
Eight to 13 range, something like that. There was this thing called time and temperature, and you would call it on your home phone.
Oh.
And you would get, it would give you the temperature of the day right now, and it would give you the time. Because we didn't have cell phones. You didn't just pull a computer out of your pocket and see the time and the temperature via your apps on your phone. So this is what we did. You never did this.
I did not exist.
This didn't exist around you.
No, I did not.
Or is it because you're too young?
It's because I just did not exist.
That's weird. But yeah, time and temperature. I'm sure some people remember that shit.
Well, what was your point to talk about it?
That's what you did. It's like every day you call it.
Huh.
As a kid, that was your fun shit. There was internet. There's no internet. There was TV and then calling time and temperature. Because you want to see what, it would also tell you what the temperature is going to be for that day. So you want to see, you want to get an early jump on
early start, yeah.
Yeah, call it really early in the morning and see what it's going to be today.
Oh.
If it's going to be a nice day.
Or a bad day.
Yeah.
Well,
time
no,
and temperature would tell you. Because you call it and go, your time is 420. Your temperature is 69 degrees.
That's
what it would
do. Yeah, we didn't have any of
that. That's what it would do. You just call the number.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I never experienced
I bet we could call time and temperature on this podcast. We should do that. I bet there it still exists. I wonder if I could find the old time and temperature number. I might look for that later when you're going over some news. See if we can't do that later on in the show. If I remember to actually do that.
Mm. Okay. Anything else going on? Goodies.
Well, the other day at work, there was we had this little, you know, special meeting for work where it's like the CEO comes to town and just meets with everybody in the whole corporate building
world,
not the world, just the building. The people who work at this place, but yeah, it was a little get together, and so it was a ways away from the actual office area, so had to drive, and I went with some fellow workers. And on the way back, coming back to the office after the whole meeting, there was this motorcycle cop that was in front of us. And all of a sudden, he, like, basically stopped in front of us.
And did that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Stopped in front of us, and he put on his left turn signal, but it wasn't, like, an area where he should technically be turning left. Like, there was an open area, but, I mean, cars are coming. There's no light. There's no stop sign. It's not a place where you should be. And so he just sat there forever, and there was a bunch of cars coming. But we couldn't go around him because a bunch of cars in the other lane. So we just sat behind him, and he just held us up there. It was fucking ridiculous. Then he did not turn left, and he all of a sudden proceeded to go straight. So he went up straight up to the next stoplight, and it was red, and there was a bunch of people in the left turn lane. He just rode his motorcycle real fast out in front of everybody on a red light for them, and went in front of everybody and turned left and did a U-ey and went back the other way on the other side. But it was a red light. But like,
it's
if
all right.
I'm just saying,
to do that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's
if
allowed.
I did that, what would happen? I may go to jail for reckless driving. Even he may actually take myself to a cage because I did that. But he does it, and he has special rights and privileges and all this stuff. He can do what the hell he wants because everybody believes that he has a special authority that does not really exist.
Good.
But everybody believes it does, so that's how it does exist. Ridiculous. Hey, you got some booze news?
I always get some fucking booze news.
Let's get to that. Booze news.
You ready for some booze news?
Booze news.
First one, why do we get emotional when we are drinking?
Yeah,
ooh.
Why do you? Why do you?
Why do you? Drinking influences our personalities in a variety of ways. Some people get happy. Others turn combative, so like physical or impulsive. At one time or another, though, we've all been the emotional drunk, a condition typically marked by ill-timed affections, acute, whatever, whatever. It's just, it's like, you know, you're emotional, uncontrollable urge to cry in the middle of a crowd.
Yeah, why is this?
Alcohol impacts every organ system in the body, but it affects our brain, is what determines our behavior while under its way. And our emotions is the cross of what makes us human. Rarely escape is unscapable. So, basically, it's because, like, it messes with your fucking brain. So, of
course,
yeah,
alcohol
it's going
to
make your emotions.
It has
weird.
A direct effect on your emotions, I guess. That's crazy. I never feel that, so...
You do.
Maybe, why is it only in females?
Anger is an emotion. What are you talking about emotions? Emotions are
anger,
frustration. So you've gotten angry drunk before.
Not very often.
But you have, so don't say it's always females.
Okay. Well, I'm saying the craziness.
Well, you act crazy sometimes when you're doing drinking.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not like females do. The emotion. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the emotion part.
We are emotional beings in general.
Females.
So you know you're getting when you start. You force us to drink.
I got to pull that.
You force us to drink because you think you'll get sexually enhancement from us.
Sexually
meaning
enhancement.
You'll get sex. And yet what you get in return is crying. So that's your fault, men, for thinking that if you get a girl drunk, you're going to get sex. That's all I got to say. It's all your fault.
Weird. Hey, let's try this out.
Weird.
It is. Let's try this out. I think I may have found the time and temperature phone number for... I think I need to type a 1 first. For my hometown.
All right, let's see.
Bear with me as I'm trying to type the number in here. And let's see if this works out. Oh, really? Well, move on.
All right,
next booze story, and then I'll get to
the mere taste of alcohol can trigger rush of chemical pleasure in the brain. Oh, chemical pleasure. New research shows just a sip of beer can cause a rush of pleasure due to the prominent neurotransmitter dopamine.
Pleasure. We enjoy pleasure.
If you take just a sip of beer, and moments later before you've had close enough to an alcohol to get intoxicated, perhaps even before the beer has hit your stomach, feel a distinctly pleasurable sensation. It might not be strictly due to aromas that result from the beverage's blend of malt, hops, and yeast. The cause of your pleasure might be due to tangible changes in your brain's chemistry, specifically a surge in levels of neurotransmitter dopamine. Ooh. So essentially, it's like when you take a drink
the
of
very
alcohol,
first drink, the very first drink, you're already like
dopamine is released.
Dopamine?
Yeah, dopamine. Sorry, not dorphin. Why did I say dorph? Well, the PH can make an F sound.
What is a dorph?
A dopamine is a midget.
It's dopamine.
No. A dopamine is a midget.
Right, but it's
who's super happy.
Right, but it's D-O-P.
Stop it. I was trying to make a joke and you messed it up because you're trying to be so specific.
What is a dopamine?
I told you, a midget. Who's super happy.
Tell me.
And he tries to spread his love.
Tell me, Stefan, what is a dopamine?
He tries to spread his love by shaking his wang wang in front of your
baby,
face.
Pee on me.
That is a dopamine. Sure does. Anyways, continue. Okay, continue. All right.
You're telling yourself.
Yankees. Oh, those damn Yankees. Yankee Stadium has renamed its craft beer stand. That doesn't have any craft beer. Oh, go figure.
Oh, wait a minute. They have a craft beer stand.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't have craft beer. It's
apparently
all made
it's
by Coors.
Called Craft Beer Destination that has no craft beers. Everything there is Miller Coors and only two actual beers.
Oh, jeez. I'm downloading.
So if you go to Yankee Stadium and you see this little craft beer looking thing, guess what?
What?
It's actually not craft beer.
Uh-oh.
Hide your children.
Why?
Because they're liars.
Your children?
Yeah, they are.
Teach your kids to drink.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right, Bud. Are you ready for Bud?
Sure.
Budweiser's new way to give you less Bud for your money.
Oh, geez.
Plenty of companies in the food and drink business work hard on offering super-sized portions of new jumbo cans, but not Budweiser. An interesting twist on the well-established game of packing gimmicks, the company today released a new can for its beer. Ooh. What's interesting about the can? Well, for one thing, it has a design trick you'll probably never seen on a can before. But here's the other thing. It contains less beer. Instead of the usual 12 ounces of Bud you might be used to, there only contains just 11.3 ounces. The reason for the reduced portion is a pretty interesting design.
It's a bow tie. It looks like a bow tie.
It does. It looks like a bow tie. It's lame. And so, therefore, it can't hold as much alcohol. Fuck. I don't care about the way it looks. Give me the more alcohol, right?
Well, I don't want a Budweiser
No,
anyway.
But I'm just saying in general, people, like, we don't care about what it looks like. Give us the fucking beer. It's like those guys that are desperate. They don't care what a girl looks like. They just want her, you know, woot woot.
Vaginas.
They're woot woot.
I love vaginas.
I love vaginas.
Exactly.
I like eating pussy.
Are you ready for some more quick stuff?
I'm a pedophile.
You got a drunk of the week?
Oh, yeah, I do. You ready for him?
Yes.
His name is Steve Troll. Not Troll. Troll.
Troll?
Steve.
Tell me the story.
Steve Troll. Allegedly. All right. Yes. Steve Troll allegedly let zoo animals free at the Everglades Wonder Gardens in Florida.
Why did he do such a thing?
Go figure. It's in Florida.
He was drunk?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A man from Boltona Springs, Florida, allegedly broke into a zoo and cut the locks of nearly every cage, including those of a wild boar, mountain lion, and
I should have killed it and ate it. Wild boar sausage.
Steve Troll, 58, was arrested Monday morning for burglary and damaging the property of Everglade Wonder Gardens. Wink, it's literally called Wink News, reported. He allegedly admitted to being drunk when arrested. Jack Woolman, a zoo employee, said that when he arrived at the work on Monday, he noticed a deer, pigs, and birds out of their cages. According to the Associated Press, he and the zoo owner, David Piper, also found the property back gate sawed open. It was pitch black, Woolman told the AP. Then I heard the flamingos, and when you hear flamingos, you know someone is there. I saw a guy with a barn
what?
Area.
What does that even mean? I've never heard flamingos.
And chased into the parking lot. I never heard of them either, but we're in Florida, remember?
No, I know what they are. I've never heard them.
Yeah,
I've heard of them.
I know.
You just said you never heard of them.
No,
you've never heard of them?
No, I've never heard them. Like, I've never heard them make a noise is what I'm saying.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
That's not what you said.
Woolley allegedly tackled the suspect, later identified as Troll, and detained him until authorities arrived. Luckily, none of the dangerous animals left their cages. Good. Piper, the owner, said that Troll allegedly committed the crime because he was angry that the zoo is set to close on April 21st.
All right, Mr. Troll, you are.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, buddy. High honors. High honors.
You know what else is high honors? Five
me?
Wines. Oh. There are five.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't mean either, but guess what? We're going to do it. Five wine mints busted. Are you ready?
Five wine myths?
Yes.
Myths. Myths?
You ready?
Myths.
Myths. Here's myths? The number one. Must bust or bist.
What?
Myth number one. Aerators are the best way to decant. Decant, yes, your wine. I like leprechauns. That is myth one. Now, myth number two.
What? That's it?
Well, you want to know more of the facts?
I don't know.
Okay, I guess I'll give you more. All three master sommeliers at seminars agree that the best way to aerate wine is by using a simple decanter. It does have to be a specialized decanter either. As long as it's clean and not soapy and give it some air, it works. So, you know those aerators, those like little things that you flip over and you pour the wine in before you put it into your glass? Apparently it doesn't really do anything.
It's weird.
Myth number two, red wine should not be chilled. Woo! Good, because you know what? I fucking chill my wine, and it's red, so good.
Yes.
Red wines are best served a little lower than room temperature. Red wines a little above room temperature are chewy and alcoholic, but it's nice to have them a little cool.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree fully on my red wine. I want it chilled.
Yes.
I don't like room temperature.
So that's a myth that you should keep it not chilled. Myth number three, plastic corks and screw caps signal cheap wine. That's a myth. You're seeing more high-end wines, both red and white, with screw caps. Typically, I don't see that, but I'm curious. Maybe I need to start looking for those. Typically, if you have one of those, it means it's a cheap wine. But they're saying now, no, it's not. All right, next one. Myth number four. The best way to find great value price wine is by comparison shopping online. The extra buck or two that you spend to get some service in the store is huge. In this day and age of Googling, nothing replaces the relationship you have with someone learning your palate, said Tim. Good wine stores have folks, who will take the time to speak with you and learn what you prefer.
Okay, are you done with the five?
Oh, no, this is the last
one.
More. Myth number five.
Oh,
we
need a drum roll. I don't have that drop. No.
If you want a really great bottle of wine, you have to pay good money for it. That's the myth.
Oh.
Guess what?
That's true.
No, you don't. You apparently do not need to pay good money for good wine.
I agree with that. I bought some good cheap wines.
Uh-huh. All right, that's it.
Okay, let's. I have now figured out how to maybe possibly call my hometown's time and temperature if it still exists. Let's see what happens.
All right. I hear nothing.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Maybe.
Let's try call my mom. You want to call my mom? All right, we're going to try to call my mom. Let's see if she answers.
Let's call Sarah Renee's mom.
It's home, so who knows who might answer this.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm just calling to say hello.
Oh, you weren't calling on your cell phone.
No. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm just hanging out.
Where?
Well, we were at this festival thing.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
From all day?
No, not all day. I was just relaxing.
No, but
well,
I
they have bands
you.
And stuff there.
Okay, so what's the matter?
Nothing. I was just telling to say hello. See how you're feeling.
Well, you must have known. I must have had. I've had a very bad day, but I'll make it.
Aw. Why? Was your leg bothering you?
Yeah. Whose phone are you on?
Ryan's friend's phone.
You don't.
Mine died. Cause mine died.
What do you mean died?
It battery died. So I have to plug it in.
So you don't sound like yourself. What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm fine. I'm just saying hello.
But the thing is, you've been drinking. Have you been drinking all day?
No, Mom, because I was driving. I was drinking water.
Well, I hope so. Well, I wanted to give you a tidbit.
Okay.
On helping your stomach.
Okay, what?
Okay. And you know me. I like to tell you what to do, but it doesn't work sometimes. If you have pure honey and 2 tablespoons of cider vinegar, pure honey in a glass.
Are you drunk, Mom? Can't get your
Not
words
there.
Out.
Why would I be drunk?
To deal with your pain.
What, Sarah?
To deal with your pain.
I won't talk about my pain because I'm pain in the ass right now, okay?
Anyways, right? What was it? The pure honey and what else?
Okay. You take 6 ounces. Glass of warm water or cold with 2 tablespoons of vinegar and, a tablespoon of vinegar and a tablespoon of honey, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be very good for the stomach. And I'm just trying to tell you, you know, that it's a big help.
I'll have to try that, yeah, because it's all
so
mixed.
You didn't use Ryan's phone?
No. He was using it, so I was using his friend, because I said I wanted to call you and see how you were doing.
What friend is this?
His friend, Hefe.
Huh?
His friend, Hefe.
Who's that?
His name's Jeff, but we call him Hefe.
Oh, God. So you drank, but you wouldn't be burping. You drank, you wouldn't be burping. I know you. How much did you have?
I only had like 2. I'm done. I have water now. I've been drinking water for a couple hours.
Let me talk to Ryan.
He's not right here. I'm on his friend's phone.
Where's the friend?
Him and Ryan went to get another beer. I'm just standing here by myself under the shade. But I was just calling because you called and I didn't get a chance and then my phone died. So I just wanted to say hello.
Well, isn't that thoughtful of you? Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Are you dancing or what?
Oh, yeah. You know me.
Oh, no. Well, if I would have been there, I would have been dancing.
Oh, I know you would have.
You know? What can I say?
I don't know.
But I just wish you wouldn't drink all day and stuff.
Well,
like
I didn't, Mom. I had 2. And then I was relaxing. I had water. I had something to eat. I'm just chilling now. You ready for some spaghetti?
I guess.
I was just calling to say hello, and I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Make sure you call your grandmama.
I will. I'll call you tomorrow, and I'll plug my phone in, so I'll give you a call tomorrow on my phone.
Okay, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
That was my mom.
That was fun.
You should talk to her.
I couldn't stop from laughing, so I wouldn't be able to talk without playing some drops and laughing.
She heard the drops?
She did, a couple of them. She would hear anything I played.
Oh, my goodness.
Played Ready for Spaghetti.
She said yes.
Moving on.
Moving on. Next, an opinion of federal government hits record low. Americans' opinion of the federal government has fallen to a record low, even as they continue to view local and state governments favorably. Just 28% of Americans rate the government in Washington favorably, the lowest percentage ever in a Pew survey, and down 5 percentage points from a year ago.
No way.
The favorability rating has fallen steadily from a high of 82% in November 2001 after the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. The March survey showed Democrats with a more favorable opinion than Republicans of the federal government at 41% to 13%. So apparently, essentially all that means is that Americans are
fed up.
Fed up with the government.
If only they would all go the full way and understand and believe that the government has no authority over them and that they own themselves and that they can do whatever they want so long as they don't harm anyone. Stop believing, stop funding the death and the destruction that the U.S. government brings upon human beings.
All right, and my last really quick thing here is a knitted boyfriend is even sadder than being alone.
A what boyfriend?
Knitted.
Knitted?
If a girlfriend body pillow doesn't ring your bell, don't worry. There's now a male alternative that includes all of its limbs and body parts, or at least most of them. Created by artist Nordori de Kaju as the perfect companion, the knitted bow can't hold down a job, can't really stand by itself, and probably won't remember a single anniversary. But he'd be a damn good listener, a warm companion on cold nights, and in emergencies he could be cut open
down between your legs too,
and worn as a sweater or pajamas. Who could ask for anything more in a partner? Okay, maybe all about minus all the incredible creepiness of this. So apparently it's like literally is like a knitted boyfriend, and it like, it's supposed to be like a pillow, but he's like a full grown, like a size like you, as
damn,
big as like you are.
Sexy.
But he's made out of like he's knitted.
You'd
it's
absolutely
weird.
Love it.
You talk over every drop I try to play.
Because I'm awesome.
I can tell you one thing, my tongue would be all over you.
That's creepy.
It's a knitted boyfriend.
Exactly.
I think that's more of a guy thing. I don't see women doing that. But I guess weird. There's some weird women, I guess, for sure. So it's crazy.
Crazy.
Well, we got some beer.
We do.
Tasty.
What do we have here?
We have, I don't know if I'm going to say this right.
It's a mixture of two breweries. Stone Brewing Company came together with a what is it? What's the other brewery?
I don't know. I can't read any. There's like two other ones. There's you look at it. There's like two other ones besides Stone.
Elysian. And the other one is just called Brewery. But it's spelled differently.
Yeah, it's so different.
But
it says collaboration, a celebration of the community and culture of craft brewing. I like pumpkins. I like yams. I like fun Greeks is interesting. Lemon vermin is amazing. I love candy sugar. Oh, wait, we didn't use candy sugar. I love Stone. I love
Elysian.
Ales.
Elysian.
Cheers and happy autumn.
Kind of like the new movie coming out. Elysium.
So let's try this. I think it's going to be tasty.
I hope so. It's from 2011. It's a beer from 2011. It says Collaboration 2011 on it.
All right.
Beer Advocate, I have a score of 82, 87 from the bros. It is a pumpkin-style ale, 5% alcohol. Stone Brewing Company is out of California. I don't know about the other ones. They're not so much known. And I guess it's, because I don't even know what it's called, because it's French. Stone La... Do you know how to read French?
No, I don't.
Stone La Citriel Celeste de Citrusado. I don't know. Maybe.
Anyways.
Sounds good to me.
Crack it on the mic there. Please. Okay.
Pour it.
Pour it into that glass. Take a drink of that. Nice pour, as always.
Doesn't taste very pumpkin-y.
You don't like it?
No, I do not. I mean, well, I don't hate it, but it's not very pumpkin-y.
It's got that spice to it, that pumpkin spice that pumpkin beers have. Let me take another drink.
It's spicy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can taste the pumpkin spice in it. It's different.
But it's not very pumpkin-y.
It is, kind of. It's not bad. I don't know. I'd probably be in the 70s. Mid-70s on it.
Probably about the same.
I wouldn't hit into the 80s, but it's not horrible. Should check it out. It's a nice little collaboration. It's only a 5%er. Not too bad. We bought two of them. So we'll have another one. At some point. All right, you have some news.
I do.
Live from the Liberty Lounge. That's what you said.
All right, so first story.
Yes.
All right. Is activist? Why can't I talk today?
I don't know.
Refuses plea deal. Offered no jail time for selling cannabis.
This is Rich Paul.
Rich Paul refused the second plea offer and intends to go to trial tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Well, this was in the past.
Yeah.
So the trial has happened.
In Cheshire Supreme Court, in a story that seems like a Hollywood screenplay, a political activist is making a stand against laws he feels are unjust. Rich Paul, the founder of the New Hampshire-based 420 Foundation, is facing four felony charges for selling marijuana. The trial is set to start on April 16th, which would have been past week. In Keene, New Hampshire, Paul has admitted to the selling the pot and is going to be seeking jury nullification. The common law right of juries to acquit a guilty defendant when the law is unjust or misapplied.
Right. Yourself as a juror, your rights are to judge not only... the innocence or the guilty of the party, but also to judge the law. And if you don't think it's a moral law or a just law, you can say not guilty based on your thoughts about the law. And a law against a plant is a immoral law. It's just an idea that politicians have, and they use it to throw people in cages and take money from people. So, yeah, you should always say not guilty if you're on a jury. But apparently, that's not what happened to Mr. Paul.
No.
Rich Paul was found guilty. What was he facing? Something crazy, like 80 years in jail?
I'm not seeing it. Oh, 81.
81 years in jail for selling a plant.
Crazy.
He was found guilty on all charges. They did not sentence him in that first trial, so there will be another trial for sentencing. So I don't see him. I would hope he wouldn't get 81 years. That seems fucking ridiculous. But the whole thing seems fucking ridiculous. The fact that he's going to get any time in jail is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
He sold a plant. And today being 420, puff, puff, and pass for Rich Paul. Think of Rich Paul while you're doing that today. Well, you won't be hearing this until after, so whatever. Next time you do it for Rich.
Gotcha. Next story. Apparently, okay, this is obviously the biggest story that's been hitting the news in the past week, but three killed, more than 140 hurt in Boston Marathon bombing. So this is just kind of like the update with a bombing.
Downer story. Here we go.
Here we go.
Bring it down.
Three killed, including an eight-year-old boy, in bomb blast near finish line of Boston Marathon. Officials say area hospitals say at least 144 injured, including eight children. Two explosives happened at about 2:50 p.m., more than 2 hours after the first of the race's nearly 27,000 runners had crossed the finish line. Boston, so essentially, this story is just the update of what actually happened there. But since then, the two suspects had been, one of them has been killed and the other one has been captured. He's not dead.
Leading up to the capture of the one alive suspect, basically,
and, yeah, this is where I'm getting into next. Yeah.
Boston went into lockdown. They basically had martial law going on in the city of Boston. So it was all Soviet style, police state-ish, which actually, why call it Soviet style? You might as well just call it what it is. It's American style. That's what happens. Banging the mics. You're like Dr. Drew on Adam Carolla's podcast.
Oh, so dumb.
That's what.
I'm awesome. That's right.
Adam Carolla's always yelling at him because he knocks around the mic constantly. I don't know what I was saying.
Well, they were on martial law. So when they were in Watertown, Massachusetts, apparently they shut down for the whole manhunt.
Well, they shut down more than just Watertown.
I know, but I'm saying that
lockdown. But I guess they were, there was a point in time where they were going door to door and like knocking and wanting to search people's homes. Like, I would not even answer the door. There's no way in hell I'm letting them in my house. My house. Home. That was a mixture of house and home.
Oh, okay.
That I said. But, yeah, I don't want them coming in looking at my shit. I wouldn't let them in. Fuck that.
Ridiculous.
It's a request. Just don't let them in. All you have to do is say no. Just like when they say, can I search your car? No, I don't have time for that. So you're not going to do that. So am I free to go? It's kind of hard to say, am I free to go when they come to your door? So just don't answer your fucking door in the house.
Sounds like a plan.
You don't have to answer a door when the cop knocks on your door. I actually recommend not answering. Mm-hmm. Whenever possible. If they catch you while you're like walking from your car to the door, okay, maybe talk to them, but be in a hurry and hurry up and get inside so you can shut the door. So you don't have to deal with them. They are a monopoly,
exactly.
And you never know what the hell they're going to do because they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Excuse me.
They can even do that. And they don't have to say, excuse me.
Next story. The French executives accused of breast implant swindle. The computer records were scrubbed. Inspector said there
were
no.
We got a drop for boobies.
Boobies are great. Women with big tits are great.
Indeed.
The computer records were scrubbed. Inspector said there was no mention of industrial silicone in quality control documents. An employee of the factory in southern France said they were were instructed not to ask too many questions of the breast implants sold worldwide.
It's hot and kicking there.
As a fraud trial opened Wednesday, hundreds of women who crowded into a makeshift courtroom were not the only ones claiming they were cheated by poly-implanted company, which is accused of using cheap silicone to fill tens of thousands of implants that were prone to ruptures and leaking.
You are tight.
My thing is, if you want to get a boob job that bad, you got to know the risks, and too bad. That's just my sympathy. I don't have sympathy for people with breast implants.
I'm confused with what you're saying.
My thing is, with this breast implants thing is, if that's what you're going to get, then I have no sympathy for you, because you already have a bad self-esteem.
Well, these French execs were basically frauding people, so that's not cool. Don't defraud people.
I'm not saying that's cool, but I'm just saying, why are you getting breast implants?
Because they want them. Let people do what they want to do.
Exactly. So then let those people fraud people.
No.
Yeah.
Because they're harming people.
It's in the eye of the beholder. Who's frauding? Well, women are frauding you by having fake implants.
No, they're harming them by stealing their earned money and not giving them what they agreed to via the contract.
How are women not harming men who think they have real boobies when they don't?
They're not. They're not harming them.
How do you know they're not harming them? Maybe their heart is hurting when they think, oh, I love this girl with big boobies. Oh, wait, they're
okay,
fake.
Okay, so now you're just being ridiculous. I'm talking about real harm.
I'm thinking of real harm to the heart.
Oh, my God.
Emotional heart.
This is ridiculous.
Emotional pain is just as painful as physical.
Nuts.
You ready for some spaghetti? I'm sorry that I'm making a point here.
No, it's not a point at all. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Go ahead. Talk your talk.
Skanks.
A bubble buzz. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Bitches.
Oh.
Boobies are great. Women with big tits are great.
Everything you need to know about ricin?
Sure.
Yes, I think so. The poison mailed to President Obama. Ricin is one of the most poisonous substances on Earth. It's scarily easy to make, and somebody is mailing to the president, at least one U.S. senator. What is it, and how does it work? Yesterday, an envelope addressed to Senator...
Terror.
Roger
Everybody
Wicker.
Everybody be scared.
Republican of Mississippi was found to
There's
contain...
so much terror.
A rate granular substance... That was identified as ricin today.
Ridiculous.
A similar letter addressed to President Obama was found. These envelopes were intercepted off-site. They never got anywhere near their targets, but as a precaution, Capitol Police have shut down a mail service until they can figure out what is going on. So, how poisonous is it? Oh, man, very. It's dangerous in just about any way it gets into your system, though ingesting, eating is about the least dangerous way. Injecting or inhaling requires about 1,000 times less ricin to kill a human than ingesting. And that's a very small amount indeed. An average adult needs about 1.78 milligrams of ricin injected or inhaled to die. That's about the size of a few grains of table salt, which ricin resembles visually. Interesting.
So, yeah, do you remember back shortly after 9/11? When anthrax was being mailed to like all politicians and stuff. Yeah, so it's kind of playing off that, I guess.
About the same thing,
something kind of like that, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Silly. It's just more terror and fear that they're trying to push in the media. Who even knows if it's true? I don't know. The chances of you dying via a terrorist are like... crazier than the chances of you dying from struck by lightning. And you're like 8 times more likely to be killed by a cop than you are to be killed by a terrorist. So are you scared of being killed by a cop every day? Then why would you walk around being scared of being killed by a terrorist or having some sort of terrorist type of thing happen to you? Just move on, live your life, be nice to people, and reject the state. Work on that.
All right, so my last story here is House passes CISPA.
CISPA,
by huge margin.
Great.
CISPA, or the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, or the worst privacy disaster our country has ever faced, has just passed the House of Representatives with an astonishing majority of 288 to 127.
Doesn't it still have to go and pass somewhere else?
Through the
Senate?
Yeah, the Senate. But
so this isn't necessarily passed.
No, but
so hopefully it'll get
close,
struck down.
Obviously.
But a while back, they tried to send this through, and the whole internet went into a crazy,
blackout
protest over it, and they blacked out their websites and stuff. And they were able to stop it from being passed. But now it's happening again, but all this other terror is going on. So I'm sure nobody even knows about this shit. Not paying attention. All they're paying attention to is, be scared. because you're going to get bombed by terrorists.
Made those two men do that to hide while they pass this.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That's crazy. We're not doing conspiracy theory hour here.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Anyways, that's news. I'm Serenay. Peace, bitches.
Should have said smoke them if you got them.
Well, I didn't have That's what I would say. I just said peace.
That's the news. I'm Sarah Renee. Smoke them if you got them. That's how you do it.
Well, then just keep that one instead of mine. You can pretend you're me.
Anyway, what's our first song?
It is Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath.
Hey. Go take a break and smoke him if you got him during the break.
Go on, break.
that was Black Sabbath, Sweet Leaf.
Sweet Leaf. Oh, yeah. Hope you guys enjoy that little break. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, me. Pee on my chest. I like it. I rub it all over my nipples.
Okay, so I got some cool new shit.
All right, let's
cool new shit.
First up, what do we got here? We got the unspillable wine glass. Yes, this is needed for Sarah Renee.
Oh, yes, it is.
She likes to spill everything she puts her hands on.
Indeed.
Whether it be food or drink, it does not matter.
I don't spill food.
You spilled food today. Sometimes it seems that wine glasses were designed to tip over when Sarah Renee is holding them, like some elaborate scheme to stain your rug or clothes. Well, these wine drinkers have had enough. The Saturn wine glass by Christopher Yamin of Fragile Studios loses the wine glass stem and adds a protective ring around the glass that keeps the glass from tilting over. Bravo. Bravo, Mr. Christopher. The ring also works as a fill line, so you know how much to pour. So there we go. And you kind of need to
delicious.
See it. But it has this little ring around the glass, and it doesn't have the long stem at the end. And, yeah, it can't tip over. If you hit it hard enough,
it would definitely
tip over. But for the most part,
if you're just it'll save, it by accident.
It'll save the regular spill from happening for sure.
Next one.
How about bacon salt for rimming? You know what rimming is?
Is it the like salt that they put around like margaritas and stuff?
Well, I mean the gay thing.
Yeah, I probably could figure it out, but I don't know.
What is it?
Like when you lick the tip?
No. That's not rimming.
The butthole?
Yes. Lick the butthole. Bacon salt for rimming.
Ew. For like...
No, it's for drinking.
Oh, okay.
The drinking salt. Anyways, that's that. There's not much more.
It's bacon flavored.
It's bacon flavored salt for your rimming of your glasses when you're drinking alcohol.
Yum, yum, yum.
Cool shit.
Alcoholic Dippin' Dots.
Ooh.
You know what Dippin' Dots are?
Oh, yeah, they're the ice cream of space.
Apparently, they have created alcoholic ones. That would be cool. I would love to eat them. And then you get a buzz. Although, it's a lot of cream. Mixing a lot of cream with a lot of alcohol.
Well, but think about it. Think about a white Russian.
A white Russian. Yes. But can't really drink too many of those because your stomach fills up.
True.
Those white Russians. So I bet it'd be kind of the same with this. Kind of get filled up before you really get, you know,
boozed
intoxicated.
Up. Boozed.
But they have them. Go get them.
Cool shit.
Google has revealed their tech specs for the new Google Glass. The most important part of Glass is its display. Google vividly describes the tiny high-res screen as the equivalent of a 25-inch high-definition screen from 8 feet away. Glass shoots 5 megapixel stills and 720p videos. That's kind of upsetting. It should be 1080p. I mean, we're living in the age of 1080p on your TVs. Why would you not have 1080p? It's weird. Google had already revealed that Glass delivers audio via bone conduction. What does that mean? Audio via bone conduction.
That's weird.
Is that audio through your bones?
Maybe.
I don't understand. What is that? It doesn't say.
That's what it sounds like.
Glass has 16 gigabytes of flash memory, 12 gigabytes of which is usable. You can also sync up with Google Cloud Storage. Google estimates a full day's use out of the battery. Google just released a My Glass companion app for Android that enables GPS and text messaging. The My Glass app requires Android 4.0.3 or higher. So those are the specs for the Google Glass. I would like a pair, but they're going to be $1,500. It's a little pricey. Check this out. If you ride a motorcycle, this makes me want to get a motorcycle and get this helmet. This is the Predator helmet. Makes you look like the dude from Predator. The Predator dude. Yes, yeah. The alien dude. It's got the dread
from
type
alien.
Thing. I don't know. It's a helmet that you wear for on your motorcycle.
That's
it's pretty fucking
fun.
Awesome.
Cool as shit.
Last one. This is the brandy pipe. The glass you use to drink can make as much difference to the experience as the drink itself. The Uniclear footed brandy pipe takes the brandy experience a step further. The glass is supposed to enhance the flavor of the brandy while providing an awesome conversation starter. What is really important is that the glass looks cool and you may feel just a little bit cooler than you would with a normal brandy glass. Yes, you may feel inclined to raise your pinky a bit while drinking, but it's okay. The brandy counters it. And it's weird. It's like a straw leading from a glass.
Built into
the
glass.
Yeah, it's weird. But you have to tip it. You can't suck through the straw to get it. You would have to tip it down the straw looking thing. I know, it's weird looking. I don't think I would want to be caught with that.
But
I don't think that's that very cool.
I think it's cute.
Of course you do.
Cute.
All right, we got some blockbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Blockbusters!
All right, so the first one we watched was actually on Netflix, right?
I don't know. What do
it
we got?
It's called Poker House.
Poker.
The Poker House. It's from 2008. Yes, this was on Netflix streaming. It has, what's her name from Hunger Games?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence,
yeah.
In an early role.
It gets a 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yes, it is a dramatization of Lori Petty's teenage years spent in small town Iowa. It was weird. We didn't make it through the whole thing.
No, we didn't really enjoy this
movie. I think
movie.
You fell asleep pretty early. I watched
I did.
For a while, but I didn't make it through the whole damn thing. It just didn't pique my interest. Not that good. Don't watch it on Netflix streaming. I recommend no.
Yes, I agree with that.
And there's no boobies.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Oh, no, you're lying. There is.
There is?
Yeah.
I don't remember boobies.
All right, next one we watch is called Antiviral, and it gets a 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
This was ridiculous.
It was a little weird.
It's from 2012.
But we watched the whole thing.
It is. Why don't you read?
After becoming infected with a virus that killed superstar Hannah Guest, Sid March must unravel the mystery surrounding her death to save his own life.
It's very weird. It seems like it's in a dystopian future type world where celebrities are their diseases that they get are wanted by the people. Like
yes,
people are so obsessed with the celebrities that they want their
diseases.
So
like herpes or whatever.
Right. So this company goes to these celebrities and basically extracts their virus or their disease or whatever it is, and then they will inject it into the people when they pay money to have it injected into them so that they can live out their life having the exact same disease that their favorite celebrity had. It's very weird. I don't
yes.
necessarily recommend it. It's kind of very, very weird.
All right, next one. Vehicle 19.
Another bad movie.
This gets a 4.9.
We watched
4.7 out of
10. A bunch of bad movies. This was ridiculous. This is a Paul Walker movie.
You want to read what it's about?
A foreign traveler, Paul Walker, unknowingly picks up a rental car that will tie him to a web of corrupt local police. This movie was fucking ridiculous. The whole damn movie was inside of the car, and that's how you saw everything that was going on. The camera was just from the inside of the car until the end when you actually got to see the car from the outside.
Oh, and it was like perfect.
And it just sat on it forever. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Oh, my God. We made it through the whole thing, but mostly just because it was just so ridiculous that we just had to watch it. Where is this going to go? Type of thing.
Next one was called Erased. And it gets a 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
This may also be called The Expatriate.
Yes. It's I've the seen original it
named,
title.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen it named both ways. This one was pretty good. I like this one. What do you want to read about?
It's an ex-CIA agent and his estranged daughter are forced on the run when his employers erase all records of his existence and mark them both for termination as part of a wide-reaching international conspiracy.
This one was, it reminded me of an older movie with Will Smith called Enemy of the State. A little bit like that. Definitely different, but somewhat like that. It has, what's his name from the Batman? Aaron Eckhart is the main dude in it. He was,
he did a pretty good job.
What was he?
In the CIA Batman. Agent.
What was he in Batman?
Oh, he was the bad guy. He ends up being Two-Face.
Yeah, Two-Face. Yeah. That's what it is.
All right. Next one was the Robot Combat League, but I don't know if anything really pops up. It's a TV show. It's just about, essentially it's about people who get robots. Like, they are given this robot and they have to fight other people in the challenge that have robots to find out who's the best robot.
This is actual people controlling robots and making them fight. Kind of like the movie Real Steel. We are almost through the full season. My favorite robot when we started watching this was Scorpio. And so far, Scorpio has won all the fights that they've had.
God.
So my pick has done well. Your pick lost the very first time around.
Wait a minute. I have a pick.
This show only gets 5.2 out of 10 on IMDb. It's upsetting.
I think it is better than that.
I don't think it's great. And it definitely has a bunch of silly, dumb parts. But the fights are fun to watch. I think it's cool. But they do a bunch of silly nonsense bullshit for sure. Like, to make each episode 45 minutes. It's like, just let the robots fight and then that's all I want to see. I don't care about all the drama and the stupid nonsense bullshit.
All right. And then we started watching these shows on Netflix and Amazon. The first one we watched was Zombieland. And it was on Amazon Prime. They have their new, like, I don't know what you want to call it. Original series? What do you call it?
It is. It's Amazon's original series. Amazon has created it. It's based off of the original movie, Zombieland.
Mm-hmm. But, do you know what it gets on IMDb?
Yeah, I can't find it. It's not coming up. Only the movies are coming up.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, it was okay. It was. I would have probably given it about 5 or 6.
Oh, maybe here it is.
Oh, I get it.
There it is.
What did they give him?
There is nothing.
Oh, maybe because it just came out.
Yeah, nobody's done anything. Nobody's rated it.
Well, read the caption. What does it say?
4 survivors are killing zombies and searching for a place to call home. At least they have each other. And it's like a comedic look, just kind of like the movie was. But it's like the same characters, basically, but different people playing them, obviously,
yes,
for the show.
Gotcha.
As opposed to the movie. Mm-hmm. So.
But they will be having a Zombieland 2 come out.
So some of the jokes were good. A lot of the jokes were pretty bad and dumb. And I don't know. I'm going to give it another episode and see how it goes.
Okay. All right. Next one we watched was also original series, but it was on Netflix. And it's called what?
Hemlock Grove.
Oh, yeah. We watched a couple episodes of this.
Yes.
Go ahead,
pretty decent.
Go ahead and what is the rating? No rating yet.
No rating for this as well.
But you want to read the...
A teenage girl is brutally murdered, sparking a hunt for her killer. But in a town where everyone hides a secret, will they find the monster among them? Now, they have revealed there is a werewolf in this.
Yes.
But there's some other things going on too. But I'm not quite sure. Possibly aliens. Maybe just weird other monsters. I don't know.
Yeah, but something's it's weird.
Something's going on. It's somewhat interesting. We've watched 3 episodes, I think.
Yes, I agree. I enjoy it, actually.
So far, it's
all
right.
I would probably get about a 7.
It does 7. Jump around, though.
So you have to kind of be like...
Jumps
you have
around in time. And
to be watching it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on in certain timelines. It's a little weird. But overall, it's interesting.
Yes, it is. I would recommend it if you have Netflix to recommend to watch it.
Head on over to drunkonliberty.com. You can drunk dial us 623-505-6375. Leave us that crazy ass drunken message. Please email us drunkonliberty@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Twitter. You can like us on the Facebook. Head on over to iTunes. You rate and review us. Only good stuff, please. Thank you. You can also go to Stitcher Smart Radio and do the same. Also, please click the shit out of that On It button. ONNIT.com. Get yourself some powerful mind drugs. And, well, it's not drugs. Supplements. And get your body right. Throwing around those chimp weights.
Either way, go with the monkey face. You can't miss the monkey face.
And also get yourself some Alpha Brain. And click shit out of that Stateless Sweets banner. Get yourself some delicious candy.
All right, so it's our last song here for the evening.
We're out of here.
Evening.
Oh, also enjoy your 420, folks. I know you won't be hearing this till after the 420, but go ahead and redo it.
All righty. What is our final song? Oh, Cypress Hill Stoned is the way of the walk.
Great intro. Cypress Hill, Stoned is the way of the walk. You got to introduce it like a radio guy.
That's exactly how I
did. You just went, Cypress Hill, Stoned is the way of the walk. Like you're reading.
That's the right way to do it.
Hey, listeners, we got up next Cypress Hill, Stoned is the way of the walk.
Peace.
a lost cup and there's a ship of soy. I blast them.
Here's to you, Rich Paul, and everyone else that's been fucked over by the drug war, the insane war on drugs, which is a war on the people. Here's to all of you. Peace, brothers and sisters. Five wine myths?
Yes.
Myths. Myths?
You ready?
Myths.
Myths. Here's myths? The number one. Must bust or bist. Woo! Good, because you know what? I fucking chill my wine. A realtor. Or realtor. What are they called when you sell people things? Retailer? Retailer. Agents.
We need a drum roll. I don't have that drop. No.
I hope so. Why would I be drunk? I won't talk about my pain because I'm pain in the ass right now, okay? Oh, God. Ah. Oh, my God.
Lick the butthole.